The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Yes, yes, yes indeed. Fight for freedom right here on RBN. This is Sean Stadtmiller's National Intel Report. I am your guest host for today. Yes, it's me, guys. V from the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And, yeah, I don't know. I like talking to the day crowd. I like, you know, having the primary spot, the prime time spot at night. It's pretty cool and all, but I like the day prime time as well. You know, there's a different group of people that like to call in and talk. And by the way, yes, I will be having the phone lines open for you individuals who would like to call in and talk about what we're talking about. So, yeah. First things first, we got to drop this migrant clip here really quickly. Go ahead.
Now to the latest on the crisis at the border. A group of migrants was dropped off right outside Vice President Kamala Harris's home on Christmas Eve. No one was there to greet the asylum seekers as they arrived in sub-freezing temps. Local organizations picked up the migrants, took them to shelters and churches. It's not known who sent the migrants to VP Harris's house.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Can't get her to come down to the border? Well, let's bring the border to her. I absolutely agree with whoever decided to do that. Absolutely wonderful. I'm thrilled. It's probably, you know, other than the fact it's probably taking more tax dollars, than normally would. Yeah, bus tickets aren't cheap. Talking about Greyhound, that's 200. Well, last time I was on a Greyhound, it was $230 to drive halfway across the country. So who knows what that could be now with inflation. Oh, my goodness. Speaking of inflation, I mean, what's going to happen here? I mean, with so many migrants, so many, well, not just the migrants, the illegals as well. I mean, what's going to happen here? We got this inflation. I'm actually was looking at places to rent on Craigslist. They're in Austin, Texas, and it is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, the price was so high just for apartments. Okay, I started looking at rooms. Okay. What can I get as far as just renting a room? Well, I can definitely find nothing below $600. And a lot of those that are $600, $700, these are group home rooms, which means there are rules. You got to be in at a certain time. You got to take drug tests. And you have to pay a separate fee for the bills and food. Because they prepare meals in these places. Still looking at $1,000. Wow, I don't know how you guys are doing it. But then again, I'm sure pay has also increased. I know minimum wage has increased, which is a good thing. Aren't McDonald's employees making at least $18 an hour? I don't know. I'm out of touch. I remember having an apartment with two of my best friends at the International Residence. I'm talking a huge, huge living room. It was a two-floor apartment, so huge living room, kitchen, bedroom, with its own bathroom. And then upstairs, in between the rooms, a little sort of atrium type of area had its own basically wet bar. It has sink, cabinets, mini fridge, and enough room to put a couple chairs. And on either side of that were the two master bedrooms. Not one, but two master bedrooms. I had a walk-in closet. The biggest walk-in closet I ever had. And that was, I want to say about, well, less than, I want to say about 15 years ago. Well, a little more than 15 years ago. $750. Not just for me, the entire apartment. $750. Inflation is a killer. I don't know. I definitely gotta get on track when I do get back to the States. I know gotta get more advertisers, we gotta get some relay stations so that we can spread RBN all across Austin. That's going to be the mission. And who knows if anybody out there wants to lend a helping hand. Definitely, you can donate to RBN. Or hell, you can find me a cheap room to rent. All you need about 3 months. Anyways, yeah, we're going to get to the show here. I'm going to try something differently. I'm going to try recent news. Now, this isn't like news, like happened yesterday or just even last week, but we've got some things worth mentioning. And I really just want to, I want to know what you guys think. Just call in. I'm not even going to go into the articles. I'm just going to read some titles here. Even though I've read most of the articles, I don't want to put you guys through such pain. But we'll go with the first one here. Lady Gaga's dog walker was shot down, and her dogs were stolen. Lady Gaga. I mean, and Mike, we got Mike of Digital Wheels is still here. You can always hop in on this too. I'd like to hear what you think of this madness that we're going to cover. But there's been a $500,000 reward, whatever, put for the dogs. $500,000. Lady Gaga. Imagine being the caretaker and the bodyguard of some animals. Your life is worth nothing compared to these animals. I mean, it's mind-blowing to me where humanity is going. It's...
Hey, I'll jump in really quick with my takes on the crime thing, since we've had a few conversations about the no bail. Apparently that's a big deal now, that everybody's going no bail. And this will tie it all together with the crime thing and the celebrity thing. Robert De Niro, did you hear about Robert De Niro?
Well, Robert De Niro has been in the news a lot lately. Does this have something to do with the vaccine?
Or is it something else? No, even better. This is a little more breaking news than you have lined up for today. And I did put the titles of the clips you had lined up with the run times there on the chat. Okay. Robert De Niro got robbed. His house got broken into before Christmas, and apparently there's some cat burglar girl up in Manhattan running around. I'm just reporting what I've seen. I wasn't from one source, but apparently arrested like 19 times this year.
This year.
And first of all, if I get arrested once in a year, I'm in trouble. I get arrested twice in a year, like, my life's on hold. You know what I mean? Like, I'm busy. I'm real. 19 times. And the cops were apparently watching her on the closed circuit, whatever the hell they have access to in New York City, watching her going around checking doors. She went into Robert De Niro's house. They didn't know it was Robert De Niro's house, the police. And they catch her red-handed, snooping around under his Christmas tree, and trying to get into like an iPad or something. There you go, man. Like, disgust. Like, wow, dude. And so tie that in with a lot of people on the network have been talking about they're just getting rid of bail. Like, you don't need bail. Are you kidding? I can't get bail. When I go to jail, I'm paying the bail bondsman, and I'm doing every single thing they're telling me I have to do for months, if not years. And apparently now it's a free for all. You can break into Robert De Niro's house and, you know, hang out under his Christmas tree, shake the presents. The cops, like, they didn't even know it was De Niro's house. They literally just like went in after her and were like, okay, we know who you are. You know, you're the like local cat burglar. We've arrested you apparently just dozens of times over the last few years, and apparently 19 times in just this. That's I don't know. Maybe it's unconfirmed, but 19 times, man. Like,
well, see, now, that's not someone... I don't consider her a criminal. I think she's just... She's a free agent.
Yeah, mischievous.
She's someone who should be employed by the federal government.
Yeah.
Go drop her off in some country, I don't know, like Russia or something. Tell her to go get some intel for us or bring it back.
Well, she could probably get into half the embassies in D.C. Or, you know, wherever. I'm sure she could get in some offices in the U.N. Yeah, apparently. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, and she was flamboyant. I mean, I saw the videos. I saw Robert De Niro being like, I don't want to talk about it. I'm doing fine. I saw her. She's just yucking it up like, I didn't even go into De Niro's house. It's like, well, you did. But then she was like, well, I didn't try to murder him, you know. So she's got, I mean, at least she's got some, I don't know, scruples or whatever. She's not, you know, if I caught her in my house, you know, tomorrow, I wouldn't, you know, wouldn't be scared, but I'd also be like, you know, you again? Like, really? It's like you can't just wander into every house that's got an open door, you know.
Well, they've been away with guns over there. So
she ain't doing that. Yeah, she ain't doing that in Texas. Yeah, she pulls that crap in Manhattan because there's, you know, $40 million townhomes from the 1800s that are fully renovated, remodeled, and inhabited by, you know, 80-year-old Oscar winners, and she can just go hang out. And, like, you know, they were saying, like, De Niro's family was there or something, like his, you know, his daughters or something, you know, were sleeping. You know, it was the middle of the night. It's like, geez, man, what a – like, why – okay, it's just a free-for-all, I guess, which, hey, that's what they want, man. That's
I say give that woman a job.
She needs a job. I'm with you.
She's obviously not going to change her ways. So let's put her into some field that's legitimate, quote unquote. And just have her, you know, send her to Mexico. Get some, you know.
Oh yeah, she could probably walk into the cartel's hacienda, or. You know, this reminds me of the drone pilots. You know, you got a video game kid. He's crazy. He talks a lot of noise on the chat. You know,
exactly.
Give him a job. Exactly. Send him up to North Dakota and put him on the drone command. Yeah, I mean, hey, see, but these people, there's no. I mean, let's be honest for like a few seconds here. Like, you know, she's taking no risk. Obviously, you know, she's not gonna be a. What do you call the assassins? Sicario. She's not going to go be a Mexican sicario for the, you know, CIA. She's not going. She ain't going to go. She is not going to,
Femme fatale.
Yeah, there will be no femme fatale, dude. She's, I don't know. It's funny you brought this up. I didn't know where you were going today, and I'm bringing this up because I have some stories posted. I have some stories posted. You know, we had a lot of shows about the bail. I mean the whole no bail thing. I'm in the wrong place, I guess.
I've been on the side of the no bail thing.
Except for the horror stories, you know.
But repeat offenders obviously shouldn't, you know.
When you're on the no bail and you're out on the no bail and you get arrested again, it's time for some good bail, you know, that you must have a bond. You don't get to just do whatever you want, wander around, you know. And this is one more little push is the people moving away from areas they don't agree with the politics. Well, we don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I got that story posted. You can make what you want of the numbers. It's... Well, say, I think Julie posted it yesterday or the day before. That's a good one.
Oh, I gotta check that out. But for now, we'll take this commercial break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Congress is planning to give the Pentagon a raise. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system this cold and flu season. I am all for the United States having the largest, most expensive military on the planet, but the Pentagon has failed their financial audits 5 years in a row. In the most recent audit, the U.S. military cannot account for over $2 trillion in assets. Maybe the military needs to spend less time trying to understand white rage and trying to force an experimental vaccine on the healthiest people around and start focusing on protecting our nation and her assets. $2 trillion in lost assets is worth investigating. People need to be fired. I say no more budget increases until the Department of Defense fixes their accounting. If you and I failed 5 consecutive audits, we'd be in federal prison. Just like the rest of government, the Pentagon needs to remember that money and those assets belong to we the people. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Yes. And this is, again, I just want to highlight, and maybe you want to think in terms of maybe, are these conservatives or are these liberals? So how about this next story? We have a Karen. Well, I don't think she's that much of a Karen, but the situation here. Okay. Karen denied access to bathroom and poops on Starbucks dining room floor. Now, I don't think just asking for a bathroom doesn't make you a Karen. But when you get to the point where you're arguing so much and you start ripping napkins out of the napkin dispenser in front of the person that you're arguing with, and you pull your pants down and pop a squat, and you deposit a loafer right there on the dining room floor. I don't know. These are Okay, for one, it's bad to deny someone access to a bathroom. That's uncivilized. Okay? I struggle with that here in Poland. There are, for the public bathrooms that are around, you have to pay to use them. There's some coin machine, or there's someone there to take your money. You have to pay to use the bathroom. And you think you're going to find water, somewhere free water, a water fountain? Doesn't exist. You want water, you're going to go to a vending machine or some cellar. Which I think, once again, that's kind of inhumane. That's a human right. Human right should be access to water and access to a bathroom. Now, to have to take a to pinch a loaf on the floor, just in front of everybody, also uncivilized. But what can you do? If you gotta go, you gotta go. Right? So who's in the wrong here? Two negatives don't make a positive, I can tell you that. It's outright stupid. How many stories do we got to hear about Starbucks? How inhospitable Starbucks is. You got, you know, a couple of African-American gentlemen waiting on another person to join their party before they order, but they get harassed, police called on them, and kicked out. You got Starbucks denying people from being able to use a bathroom. We should just boycott Starbucks. I don't know why Starbucks is still around. Starbucks should be out there with Sears and Kmart, you know, just going out of business. There's nothing more fancy about having Starbucks than just going to a convenience store and buying and making your own coffee. You put a shot of whatever you want. The convenience stores have gotten fancy. I mean, it comes down to coffee. Even some have those like Keurig things. I'm not a coffee drinker, but you know, it's rare. Once in a blue moon, I'll have some coffee. But still, it is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, hey, not to get sidetracked on the quality of product, because, you know, I'm with you. I'm not the guy that goes out every day and gets a damn Starbucks coffee. But hey, I learned how to make lattes on a little system that my parents had bought back in the day, and they weren't using the espresso side, but it had a little foam thing. And I got raw milk eventually, and I was like, wow, I can make really nice coffee that's way better than burnt fake milk, you know, $5, $8 Starbucks. But these people are making all this money, and so here's two things. You can't make all this money and then be rude to people that just need help as regular humans. But also, you're not allowed to actually take care of any problems. Like, if somebody goes in the bathroom and you know they just destroy it every day, you're not allowed to do anything about it. So there's no, you can't enforce any kind of civilization. So it's all screwed up, right?
It's all screwed up. I agree. All right, we're going to take a break, guys. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
In your eyes, the light, the heat. Resolution of all the fruitless search. Oh, I see the light and the heat. Oh, I wanna be that complete. I wanna touch the light, the heat I see in your eyes.
All right, all right. Oh boy. Here we are. And I just, again, I just want to point out the state, the current human condition. If anybody wants to call in and talk about how we can move on, move forward as a society, because I think we're all kind of losing our minds here. The next article I have up is, we have someone steals black toddler's $14,000 prosthetic leg. Stolen. Off of a baby. $14,000 piece of plastic and metal so that a toddler can walk. This thing was created so this baby can walk. What are you going to do with a prosthetic leg? Well, how are you going to get rid of it? One, for it not being flagged. I'm pretty sure there's not too many of these things. Well, it's just laying about, and people need them. I mean, unless you have a connection straight to a black market, and you're going to get a couple grand for it. I'm saddened. I'm saddened by it.
I've heard of this kind of thing. It's the perceived value or what someone paid for something. I've heard of this, people stealing someone's prosthetic. And not because they were just being mean, but they thought, well, this is tens of thousands of dollars, not realizing that it's custom made.
It's custom made.
It's like stealing someone's like diamond, you know. Well, I mean, you know, not the same. I get it. You can break things
it's
down.
It's like stealing somebody's like toupee.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to look right on some people.
Yeah. Like something like engraved, you know, if you steal something that's like gold or silver and it literally says like property of so and so on it, you know, it's like unless you can melt that down yourself or you got somebody that can melt it down, you're not, you know, it could be worth $20,000, $30,000, $1 million to somebody sentimentally and it's worth nothing to you except the melt value. That's just old school criminal mentality, I guess. The, you know, low IQ. So that's funny, but wow.
Whoever stole it, I just hope they get caught. And it's things like this that make me, you know, I'm not some hardcore Christian. Well, all I can say is that I hope that there is a hell. I really do. I hope that Christianity is right. I hope there is a hell. Because this person deserves to go straight there. Okay? A baby. You know, I say the things that I say about adults and about society. I don't care about the adults. I do what I do today so that the next generation, the kids, won't be so screwed up. They might have some sort of a chance. Maybe I can give them a chance. Because common sense, critical thinking, it's not being taught these days. So maybe if they listen to my show and realize, you know, there's psychological operations put against them. There are certain things in society that should not be done, should not be adhered to. Maybe they might have a chance. But this is the kind of thing that really gets me down. Is when you mess with the kids. For example, the next title that I have, something out of the news. This is actually very recent. Florida mother gets her 2-year-old child addicted to meth and marijuana. Yeah, it had to be a Florida woman, right? So that tells me immediately, if anybody wants to put on the thinking caps, and guess what I'm going to say before I say it? You know, pause the show right now if you download the show. But I'm going to go ahead and say, getting this child addicted to meth and marijuana, this woman has plans or has already prostituted her child. So you have those women who will, those drug addicts that will give their daughters away for a night or so they can get some drugs, basically pimping their children so that they can get their fix. I mean, how are you going to create another junkie who's going to have to sell their body to get their fix? This child's future is already, hopefully, there can be some recovery. I mean, at the age of 2 years old, dealing with addiction, you are set back so far. The odds are so against you for the rest of your life. That child is going to have some structure, some hardcore foster parents. That's going to give structure to this child for this child to have a chance in the real world. Now, knowing what I know about CPS, family court system, they're only going to give this child over to another abusive family, more likely have some involvement in pedophilia or some child trafficking to continue the abuse. We can only hope and pray that this kid can have some sort of support and not repeat her mother's future. Oh, wow. All right, we're going to get through these. We're going to get through them. I'm going to try to not make this too gruesome, but we're going to get through these. And speaking of child molesters, we have teacher's aide won't be charged for accidentally masturbating during eighth grade Zoom class. Yeah, teacher's aide. I didn't know the Zoom classes were still going. I thought since the plandemic was over, I thought everybody was going back to school, everybody was going back to work. But apparently, there are still some schools having class over the computer. Which, if you ask me, I think that's the way it should be. Getting up every day to go to some government building that has, you know, you're basically in a prison, in this institution, having to deal with authority, having to deal with people that, you know, you don't necessarily have to. I definitely, most definitely believe all education should be done remotely. Why not? You don't have to fund school lunches. You don't have to buy the books. You put everything in PDF form. Teacher's there. You ask them questions. I don't see any advantage of actually physically being in a school. I see a lot of disadvantage. I mean, especially when you have a pervert that might end up molesting one of your kids. I mean, having a teacher's aide jerk himself off in front of your children, hey, I mean, I would rather take the lesser of two evils. I don't want you touching my kids. I don't want you touching anybody's kids. So, at least, I mean, if this guy's got to get his rocks off, he's not going to physically go out to somebody to do it. Hopefully, that's the case. Now, I don't know how you get caught actually doing this. I mean, you typically don't see somebody from, you know, the chest down when you're on your computer video conferencing, right? How grotesque and obvious were his actions? I mean, did he stand up in front of the camera and handle himself? I mean, the level of depravity. But again, that's somebody we didn't have to weed out. Okay? That's somebody we didn't have to weed out. He got himself weeded out by a computer. It's sick. It's sick. I mean, if you're going to do something like that, be discreet. Ah, good Lord. You know, just be a professional. You know, go rent Cuties. Rub it out. And come back to work. And be professional. I don't know. I don't get the whole live action thing. Maybe it's just a whole different level of arousal. I don't know. That's the whole porn world, cam girl things. I don't know. Never done anything like that. But I would have to think that at some point you'd have to have some level of control. Teacher's aid. That really makes me sick. All right. Getting away from the subject of children, because I'm just getting angry here. We've got... Oh, okay. Now, here's a funny one. Father runs off with girlfriend's mother just days after the daughter gives birth. Yeah, well... I don't know. Well, in some countries, that's okay. I mean, I don't know. If the woman that you're with can't bear children, then you bear children with that woman's daughter. Right? Isn't that thing in some Arab countries? Maybe some Eastern Asian countries? That might be something. I don't know. I know there are tons of guys out there that has the whole mother and daughter threesome sort of fantasies. I don't know. Who am I to judge on that one? All right, well, so here we have the next thing in the news. The scheming bride fakes having terminal cancer to dupe colleagues into paying for her wedding. And this is obviously an older couple. Woman looked healthy enough to me, but she fooled people into paying for her wedding. Now, this actually, I don't know if anybody... listen to the show as a fan of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but that's literally one of the episodes. That's the plot of one of the episodes. One of the characters' mother ends up faking cancer just so she can get a little bit more attention from her son and to raise money to pay for some damages to a statue at her church. I should have said spoiler alert, but whatever. I don't know, shouldn't we have some sort of verification? Hey, these are my medical records. Doctor said I have cancer. Can you help me out? How many people get scanned around the world when it comes to the whole cancer thing? Hey, I'm sick. I'm gonna die. Give me some money. Man, I don't want to knock anybody's hustle, but I think, and this is the kind of thing that makes it hard for the rest of us, right? You need donations. You need donations for a good cause. I myself will not donate to any kind of charity for some fact that I know that most of the money will not make it to the cause that they are talking about. They have staff. They have, you know, bank situations. They've got red tape to deal with. They've got, you know, whatever country's laws after that. You got lawyers. There's a whole array of people that you've got to pay before any of that charity money can make it to whoever it goes to. If the person that owns charity doesn't straight up pocket it. So, scams, 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 scams everywhere. And you got to, I really hate the fact that there's so many people that take advantage. It's hard. I have a social network. A social network for the people, by the people. Is solely funded by the users of the site. And bless you to those people who donate, but there are so many people that just don't want to donate, not just because they're cheap or they just want something for free or they want to participate in something that's good, but they probably burned or they know what I know about charities. There are some good charities out there that won't get funded because of things like this. Of course, there's got to be ways to make these things more legit. They have to be. And the reason why these organizations, these charities, are not regulated as much as they should be is because they're tax shelters for so many rich people that don't want to pay taxes to help with their end of society. You know, these rich people look down on everybody. You know, everybody else is an animal. Everybody else are dogs, filth. But they don't want to chip in to help society out. Maybe, you know, put in money for better education, better roads, better this, better that, so people aren't so destitute. I'm just so, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. People want everything, but don't want to give up anything. But when you do get your heartstrings plucked, and it turns out to be a scam, you're ruined. Everybody's ruined. Sad state of affairs. Yeah. So, how about this? We've got former pro bodybuilder murders his assistant and burns body with the help of his wife. With the help of his wife. Yeah. This is the kind of thing that it's an example. You know, this thing is highlighted. What about the cops? We're steroid junkies. That's why we have so many cops out there killing people. They don't think it's shoot first, ask questions later. Hopped up on steroids. It's ridiculous. Actually, you know, I love this YouTuber. It's called Living Spoons. Something like that. Anyhow, he recently did a video on this sheriff's department that were making music videos. Had a game show. The sheriff's department had a game show. They spin a wheel and talk about, you know, whatever perp came up. And actually, all of them were drug addicts. You know, this person's wanted for this drug. This person's wanted for that drug. Instead of actually having real criminals on there, you know, carjackers or violent offenders, the wheel consists of people with warrants that were drug offenses. And they would talk about whoever the wheel landed on. The sheriff himself is on doing cooking shows. The hypocrisy. I really think I could go to that police department and drug test all of them and have most of them not pass that drug test. Let's forget about the fact they're wasting taxpayer dollars, taxpayer money, while they're shooting music videos and dancing. On some of these videos, the entire sheriff's department is in the scene. It's in the video. Okay, so is this just recess for the criminals? Are they out partying while you're partying? Or are they actually committing crimes? Not only should these cops, not only should these deputies be fired, but they should also be arrested afterwards for misappropriation of taxpayer dollars. Felons. All of them. Felons. Again, that's the topsy-turvy society and world that we live in. You should be upset. You should be upset. I know I'm upset. Roided out cops. Literally showcasing their roided out cops. Hey, you know, hey, look at the guns on this deputy. And the guy looks like a dumb version of the Hulk. The old Hulk. Not this new CGI stuff, but the old Hulk. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. Anyhow, we're going to take the top of the hour break here. I know it's coming up. Guys, if you want to call in and talk to me, you can. Otherwise, I've got some more stuff coming up for you. So stay tuned.
Red Pill Politics, Republic of Texas Radio, and Republic Broadcasting have put together a live broadcast day on January 1st, 2023, all day long.
All right, on New Year's Day, I don't want you to get too hammered on New Year's Eve, because I want you to be able to get up as bright-eyed, bushy-tailed as you can, because we're going to have a very special broadcast live on New Year's Day. We haven't got all of the arrangements and all the special guest interviews and all the fun quite packaged together yet, but we're well on our way. You're going to hear some great hosts here at RBN. You're going to hear some great interviews, and I'm really looking forward to it. I think this is going to be fun.
After New Year's Eve, tune in at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.